Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us is Jim Donlin, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Jim, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Neil.
Jim, since the last time you and I spoke, you announced that you will not be running for re-election, and I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for your service. I think I first met you in 1971, if my memory serves me correct, during the election of Edwin Edwards. During that campaign, you were a precinct captain, and we happened to live in your precinct, and my dad and I worked very hard for the election of Edwin Edwards, and it was the first time that I met you. And I just wanted to say to my listening audience that although we didn't always agree, you were always open and receptive to listen, and I appreciate same, and I congratulate you on your years of service, and I thank you for your years of service as well.
Well, thank you, Newell. I remember working with your dad on that campaign, and I hasten to add, we were supporting the Times-Picayune-endorsed reform candidate for governor back then, Edwin Edwards, a young congressman from Acadiana. Long, long time ago. But yeah, it was quite an interesting introduction to the political arena for me. And I learned a lot in that statewide campaign, being involved as I was in it.
As did I, and I was, I think, in the eighth grade in that year, and have been interested in kind of politics, and you kind of know where I've been, and I know where you've been through all those years.
Right.
And, it was a fun ride for sure.
No question. Nothing but positive looking back on it for me as I end my career at the end of this term, at the end of this year, actually.
So, Jim, an update on the incentive package. Where are we?
It's great. First off, I have to acknowledge the governor, Speaker Schneider, Senate President Paige Cortez, buying into my ask of them to call a special session of the legislature to get those funds available sooner rather than later for two purposes. The 63% increase in premiums caused by the cost of reinsurance for citizens is increasing the cost of citizens' policies for 10,000 people each month. And to end that sooner rather than later is absolutely essential. Number two, getting to the reinsurance marketplace in time to get reinsurance in place for those companies that want to participate in the incentive program was vital as well. The hurricane season, and for most companies doing coastal exposure insurance, they have to get their reinsurance negotiated now based on what they expect their book of business to be. But we copied from Governor Blanco 15 years earlier, the incentive program that worked so well when she put it in place after Katrina and Rita. 40,000 policies came out of Citizens in the first year those five companies were writing policies in coastal states. We think we'll have even more success. We offered, after funding came available in the special session, $45 million of the incentive grant money. We actually had nine companies ask for $62 million. So we're $17 million short of being able to fully fund the program. My actuarial folks, solvency folks, estimate that the $45 million that we'll be distributing here in the next couple weeks after cooperative endeavor agreements are signed and checks are issued by the Treasury Department. We're anticipating 90,000 new policies of property insurance will be written shortly after those checks go out. If we get, as Chairman Huval of New Iberia is offering to do, the other $17 million that's being asked for, that number goes up to 120,000 policies. A huge benefit, not only to citizens policyholders, but to every policyholder looking for insurance in the private sector across coastal Louisiana.
Jim, for the benefit of the listening audience, how does the process work, and who has what authority to decide what?
Yes, and it's verbatim, virtually verbatim, a copy of what was done, actually drawn up by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry 15 years ago, and offered by the Blanco administration $100 million in grant monies. And as I mentioned, I think five companies took $29 million that first round of offering. We went back two more times offering the rest of the $71 million, had no takers. And those five companies were very successful, first and foremost, in writing those 40,000 policies, but then in priming the pump, I call it, for other small regional companies, reinsured up to their chins by the international reinsurance marketplace, spreading our coastal risk around the world. And this incentive program is virtually identical to that one. And it works this way. If we give a company a $5 million grant to write new business, they have to put up $5 million of additional new capital into their company. That's in the put into what is, in effect, a escrow account. Our $5 million of taxpayer dollars, their $5 million of their additional capital into their company. Then they have to agree to write twice that amount, $20 million, in new premium, in new premium across Louisiana. 50% of it has to be written in the lower half of our state, the lower half of being around the Alexandria mark across the center of Louisiana. And they have to stay on that coverage for a minimum of 5 years, earning that grant money we gave them 20% per year as they stay on that new number of policies that they take on as required by the law. We monitor it on a monthly basis for writing in accordance with the requirements, for solvency, their risk-based capital, and other things such as their reinsurance by purchase that we have contracted with Merlino's actually since last summer in the aftermath of some of the failed companies obviously not buying enough reinsurance. Merlino's is a national actuarial firm that monitors reinsurance buys. Now, that's a moving target. A company can go to South Carolina and take on thousands of new policies tomorrow, and we won't find out about it and start our analysis until sometime after they have made those decisions to go in and do that that line of business. But it's a much more aggressive oversight of the solvency of these companies taking this taxpayer money.
Now, those that are in Citizens, their policies are compelled by law to be at a certain percentage higher than what the average that's being offered by commercial insurers today, right?
Almost right. Yes, the law requires an analysis by Citizens and then reviewed by our department, our actuarial department, to determine who the highest priced property insurer in each parish is, actively writing, not dormant, just running, maintaining and renewing business. Active writers in each parish, the most expensive of those active writers, Citizens has to price their premium for their coverage in that parish equal to that most expensive plus 10%. Now, several folks, and I'm not opposed to it, in fact, I'll be supportive of it, have said, look, there's no one actively writing to speak of in most of the parishes below I-10, I-12. So why do we have that 10% add-on in exacerbating the 63% rate increase that just had to be approved and went into effect January 1. So there are bills being introduced in the upcoming session. I think Representative Ray Garofalo of St. Bernard has one of them, and I think there are others being proposed as well to do away with that 10% additional premium on a temporary basis, say a year, year and a half, what have you, until we can get the market stabilized with these incentive companies that are coming to our market to write new business.
Well, with that in mind, where do we anticipate that these eight or nine companies that are taking advantage of the incentive package, where do we anticipate that their price point is going to be entering the market?
Great question. And we've been doing depopulation in accordance with a state law since I took office, shortly after I took office. We've done 16 rounds of depopulation since the beginning of the depopulation program, I think 07, 08. And that law says that for those policies taken out of Citizens by a private company, incentive or non-incentive, they have they take over those policies midterm as basically a reinsurer of the risk for Citizens. The risk transfers to that private company that took the policy out. The premium stays as it is when it's taken out until the first renewal comes up for each individual policyholder. At that first renewal, premiums go down significantly for those policyholders because the company is, generally speaking, 90-95% of those are not the most expensive writing business in that parish. In fact, they're companies that want business in those parishes. So the premium for that Citizens policyholder who gets taken out drops to the company's premium based on, and the 10% goes away, of course. They're no longer a Citizens policy. It drops to that private company's rate, which is, in almost every case, significantly cheaper, 20%, 25%, than what the policyholder was paying under the statutory structure of Citizens policies.
So when we talk about depopulation, a lot of folks are asking whether or not they individually have a choice in the matter, the individual insured.
Sure.
And
they
what,
do.
What is the guarantee that the coverage is the same? So for a lot of folks that lost their coverage, myself included, I had what was referred to as an HO5 policy, which was a very lucrative policy. Actually, Citizens matched it. But is there going to be a guarantee that in this depopulation that those types of policies will still be offered?
Not necessarily. And that's why the agent is so critical in this process. And the first right of refusal on approval or disapproval of a proposed takeout is with the agent of the policyholder, like your agent in your situation. And generally speaking, of course, they're a match. Whatever is being asked for is provided by the company. But the expert who can advise you, hey, look, you're not going to cover that Rottweiler if you move out of Citizens to a private company. You need to know that. And if you have to get coverage in some other private company, it may be much more expensive even than Citizens because of that dog with the limited availability of insurance because of its presence. So, number one, the agent has to approve. Number two, the policyholder gets two notifications that their policy is about to be transferred, and they have the right of refusal. And generally speaking, that agent has a fiduciary duty to that policyholder to call them, contact them, as just happened. We just concluded a 16th round of depopulation of Citizens. One company, one of these incentive companies, asked for 20,000 policies out of Citizens and got approval for just 7,000 of them by the agents, and now the policyholders of those 7,000 are being notified. And generally speaking, out of those 7,000, we think one or 200 will say they don't want to be taken out for reasons such as exotic animals or what have you. So it's an exhaustive process. It's a time-consuming process, but Citizens is poised to start a new round of depopulation, number 17 in its history, as soon as these checks go out to the incentive companies to start asking for policies out of Citizens. The quickest and easiest way for these companies that have assumed, taken this money, but have agreed to write new business and keep that new business on its books for 5 years. One other thing we did, I did actually last month, was when UPC, which was in a Florida company doing business in 12 states, six of them coastal states, was in what's called a solvent runoff over a 12-month period of time, meaning as your policy came up each month, it was not going to be renewed. And then their losses from Ian took them down even before that year could be completed. We had 30,000 UPC policy holders in our state, and I said by bulletin that if you take any of these you left behind, these orphaned UPC policies onto your books as an incentive company with an obligation to write, even before you get your check and the program starts counting, if you take a UPC policy directly onto your books retroactively, you'll get credit for that against your obligation to write, saving those people from going into Citizens and then paying a year's premium and having to come out of Citizens when the incentive companies wanted that business. And I think it's been a big help to those UPC folks who were left holding, you know, left off and without a carrier and not wanting to have to go to Citizens to then have to be depopulated by one of the incentive companies.
Jim, I'm asked this question. I don't know if you're going to want to answer it. I mean, in this depopulation, and I say that because, you know, it may be conjecture, but in this depopulation process, what if what's offered to you, there is not a premium savings? I mean, in my estimation, if that is in fact the scenario, I'd rather be with Citizens because I know that Citizens is not going to go under, you know, as opposed to taking the risk of an insurance company.
That's possible. Never. It has never been raised. And frankly, yes, we've had some failures of companies like the one I had my insurance with, Southern Fidelity. That was one of the five incentive recipients 15 years ago. Over my when I changed to Southern Fidelity through my agent, neighbor, friend down the block from our house, I went from $1,000 a month, a homeowner's premium, to $400 a month. And I had that coverage for 10 years, saving $70,000+ over that period of time. There's in addition to Citizens, a state-sponsored market of last resort for those who can't get coverage from a private company. There's a safety net, safe state-sponsored safety net, just like the FDIC, in place in all 50 states, that protects you from a failed company up to $500,000 per claim. So that's not a true concern, in my opinion, for most folks. Now, coverage that's not available in the private sector, oh, yeah, that's true. Historic properties that are expensive to cover may or may not have availability in the private sector. If they're in Citizens and have to stay there, they have the right to stay there, no question about it. But that's where the agent and us, 800-259-5300. We're there to help advise, educate folks on these nuances of the property insurance market that is so complicated, so expensive, and so vital to our state and its citizens.
Jim, we run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On all your years of service. We appreciate you joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sheriff. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, folks. If you have questions for the insurance commissioner's office, 1-800-259-5300, reach out to them and get those questions answered. I have a number of other questions that I formulated. We ran out of time. We're actually going to have Tim Temple, candidate for insurance commissioner, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, and we'll see where he stands on a number of these issues as well. This depopulation process is an interesting one. Obviously, it needs to be done. And, you know, I really want to flesh out the details, and I'm glad that the insurance commissioner pointed out that you as the insured are the final decision maker working with your agent. And it begs of a process where you do the compare and contrast as to what you have, what they're willing to give you, and for how much. And then assess the risk there relative to the capitalization of that insurance company, the history of that insurance company, because it's some of these I think are coming back here to write. I did want to ask him, and we ran out of time, about where we stand with others that are out there that have really kind of frozen their writing of new business. I know of several companies, Pure, Vault, State Farm, and others, that in depending on the price of your home, that they're no longer writing in that amount. Some of the high-priced homes are having real difficulties finding coverage, as well as medium-priced homes. And in the lower-priced homes, you're seeing 100% increases in premiums. And where we feel like that's going to shake out. Maybe I'll be able to have some time to ask Tim Temple those questions as to where he sees that moving as well. It's a real difficult situation. And It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I hope that the commissioner is right, that we're going to be able to move the numbers that they're talking about and get back into traditional insurance. My concerns are for this whole metropolitan region is, and I hear this more and more each and every day, people's escrows are greater than their principal and interest payment. And that's not good, especially when we see rising interest rates as it relates to the ability of folks to be able to afford their home. You've seen this experience reveal itself in the debate over short-term rentals and the motivation of folks to enter into the short-term rental market because they're trying to cover their cost of insurance and otherwise in their home. And without that additional income, they might have to sell their home because they're not generating enough income to pay these bills, property tax. If you looked at your entity bill the other day, you saw that you're starting to be hit with the IDA assessment. Pretty steep, right? And it just feels like there's this piling on of expenses that people are having to face. And you wonder whether, you know, when does it end? Where does it end? How does it end? And how do we retreat? If we have a depressed housing market here as well, that even exacerbates the problem even further. And, you know, my concern always is that when the out-migration is greater than the in-migration, you start to see depleted property values. It's the most important investment that you make, right? And a lot of people counting on the equity in their home to backfill their retirement needs when they get to retirement age. It's a big disruption. A lot of different considerations for people to make in that situation. And that's why we need to right the ship sooner rather than later. And stay aggressive on it and make sure that we continue to try and drive these prices down. There's a move afoot by a number of folks relative to tort reform in this. I know, and I'll have the commissioner back on. We'll see how this fleshes itself out in the state legislature or not, but there are a number of things that they want to deal with relative to the give and the take of, you know, negotiating with your insurance company. And we'll talk more about that in the next hour as well. Join us on the line, John Atkinson. The Idea Village produces the New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. For those of you that don't remember, many years ago, we broadcast live from the Entrepreneur Week. And I said, that day was one of the days that I felt dumber than I ever felt in my life. I was exposed to a lot of young folks that had absolutely phenomenal ideas in sectors I would have never thought about. It never occurred to me. And I realized then I was a dinosaur. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell. How are you doing?
Hopefully you've not had that same experience, John.
I don't know. Every year I feel like I get a little older and a little more into that dinosaur category.
I mean, it was an eye-opener for me, and I've sung the praises of what you all are doing with New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. Every opportunity I get, I encourage people to go out there because it is quite the experience.
Yeah, it really is an amazing and inspiring experience. So this will be my fifth year running New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, and we're just so excited to be kicking it off on Monday. We have over 20 Knowing Your Neighborhood events planned with partners Monday and Tuesday. We have close to 100 conference sessions that we'll be hosting at Gallier Hall Wednesday and Thursday. And then Thursday night, we're kicking off a brand new music festival with over 15 bands that will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we're excited to be hosting a series of pitches on Friday to showcase some of our emerging talent across this region. So just an incredible slate of events, and we're excited to get it kicked off.
Now, typically, if my memory serves me correct, you guys always have like a theme to the week. What is it this year?
Yeah, so we're never short of ambition over here. We're actually tackling 8 different themes this year.
Wow.
And so we're continuing several themes that we started last year around culture tech and climate tech, and thinking about industries where this region can really excel. We're adding to that health tech and biotech and health innovation specifically. And then we're also going to be diving in to some new things like how startups are driving for impact, the future of local business, investing in innovation, SaaS, which stands for software as a service entrepreneurs, and then really elevating our food culture and our food businesses locally with our new e-trepreneurs theme.
So tell me about what makes up culture tech.
So culture tech is really about how do we think about how artists make money, and how do we build the next sort of set of platforms and tools that are going to help empower artists to tell their own story, to own their brand, to get their art out to the world in a way that they have greater ownership of. And so, you know, New Orleans is a place that has been known for its culture forever, but we've struggled to figure out how to monetize that. And so if we think about, you know, the intersection of innovation and culture, which is really at the top level what NOE is about, you know, where the rubber meets the road is, you know, how do we build the next Spotify or the next set of tools that empower artists to come out of New Orleans? And so we're specific with this new music festival. We have over 15 bands coming to perform Thursday, Friday evening, and Saturday during the day. But we're also inviting those artists to be on stage and to talk about, as part of the conference sessions, talk about themselves as a business. And so that's a really exciting opportunity, to reframe how we look at art and how we look at culture.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure you've seen this, some of the most famous musicians and otherwise were like completely horrible business people. So many that had gone broke, right? I mean, when you think about the amount of money they made and where they ended up in life, it's hard to connect those two dots.
Yeah, I mean, it is really astounding to me. If you look at the gaming industry and you think about the amount of money that has been made in gaming, and the gaming industry has really reinvented itself over the last 5 to 10 years with a totally different business model. You used to go to the store and buy a cassette and you put it in your machine and you played that game, and that was the extent of that purchase, was the extent of the business transaction. Now you have a model where the games are largely given away for free, and the game creators have figured out how to monetize their most ardent fans by selling them upgraded experiences and other ways to engage with the game within their playing experience. The overall number of people who play games is a tiny fraction of the overall number of people who listen to music. So if we could figure out some sort of parallel to that change for the music industry, you know, the value is really incredible. And the fact that our artists and some of our, most creative thinkers are not able to monetize their talent in that way is just staggering.
We're visiting with John Atkinson, the Idea Village, who produces the New Orleans Entrepreneur Fest, Culture and Innovation Festival. We'll be right back. We'll continue this conversation when we return. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with John Atkinson, and John is the CEO of the Idea Village, the nonprofit accelerator that produces what is called NOE, the New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, and we've been talking about this. John, one of the my favorite parts of your week, and I got to meet with all of the contestants the last time that we broadcast live from this event, was the Big Pitch Contest. And I think they have a bunch of different companies. They make this pitch for their business to avail themselves of your accelerator funding. Who's presenting this year, and how's that presenting itself?
Yeah, Idea Pitch is a really special moment. It's really the culmination of the week on Friday evening. And we have three amazing companies that have come through our Village X Accelerator program presenting this year. That's going to be Bombass Fro, a company called Glass Half Full, and a company called ICANN. These are all very different industries working on very different problems, but they are all pursuing, you know, what can be really scalable industry-leading businesses coming out of New Orleans. And so we're just so excited to put them on that stage that has been shared with so many before them. You know, many of our startup success stories and the $2.5 billion of exits that have come out of New Orleans in the last year started on that stage. And so we're excited to celebrate that next generation and share some of those stories with the community.
So, in effect, these three companies are already winners, right, because they've been selected?
Yeah, that's right. So they've been selected from the 13 companies in our Village X Accelerator program, and it's a big deal to be on that stage. And, you know, we've had some amazing stories of folks that have come to that event, that have been working on an idea, that have sort of stood in the back of the room and said, hey, you know, this gives me confidence that I can do this, and ended up on that stage 3, 4, 5 years later. And so it's really, you know, can be the culmination of a long journey. It's also a starting point, right? It's the, you step off and now you're building an industry-leading business. So it's really a special moment. The community really turns out to support it. And, you know, we're excited to be hosting it this coming Friday.
So if people want to find out more information, they can go to noew.org. Is that right?
That's right. So get your fest passes at noew.org and come join us throughout the week.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate it. Best of luck to y'all next week. I know it's going to be an exciting event, as it is every year, and we hope that you have a huge turnout. John Atkinson, the CEO of Idea Village that produces NOE, the New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Newell.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So, folks, still a lot of free events to attend during New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. It starts Monday, March 27th, runs through Saturday, April 1st. If you're interested, you can go to noew.org and check it out. A lot of the stuff on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are free and open to the public. The events starting Thursday evening through Saturday is ticketed. You can get the general admission pass for $99, the VIP pass available for $250. That includes all of the music that's offered. They'll be at Generations Hall. Sig Greenbaum, one of my favorite folks, he's going to be putting on all kinds of music there. And Saturday during the day at the Broadside, there'll be music as well available. Some really interesting stuff. So Thursday, for example, AOL co-founder Steve Case will be interviewed by Walter Isaacson, and Steve will talk about how New Orleans fits into this startup ecosystem. You will recall during this week we had a number of guests that we interviewed that are part of this startup ecosystem that have come here and are providing a lot of seed capital to a lot of companies that are interested in getting started. And we've kind of developed a niche here with Michael Heck and his group kind of promoting this, and it's been very successful so far. And also Friday, NBA player Taylor Griffin, he manages an investment fund for professional athletes. He'll put on a symposium as well. Friday, the mayor has the Future Tech Challenge, too. And then you heard me talk about that talent den, and you've heard me also talk about Idea Pitch, the three companies. You really want to see that. I remember the year that I was out there, I was absolutely amazed at how young these entrepreneurs were and the ideas that they came up with. We'll be right back with Tim Temple, candidate for insurance commissioner.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.